Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Hey, my friends, I hope everyone is having a great day. Things are working out. You're doing well. You're staying healthy. You're staying mindful, and you're living your life on purpose. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the top 15 ways to protect your well-being by being kind to yourself. How do you react when you are faced with circumstances beyond your control or you fall short of your own expectations? You might be tempted to become harsh with yourself. You try to whip yourself into shape thinking that will help you overcome the obstacles in your way. In reality, treating yourself with kindness and compassion is more likely to build your resilience and clarify your thinking. Making a list you can do to show yourself a little love today, starting with these ideas. Kind habits that protect your physical well-being. 1. Stay active. Exercise lowers your risk for heart condition, diabetes, stroke, and many other serious health issues. Design a program you can do at home to train for cardio, fitness, strength, flexibility, and balance. 2. Eat whole foods. Fill up on vegetables, fruits, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Minimize your consumption of ultra-processed foods. 3. Drink water. In addition to its health benefits, water keeps your eyes and mouth and nose moist, so you'll be less tempted to scratch your face. Quench your thirst with plain water or unsweetened tea. 4. Sleep well. Lack of sleep can make you more vulnerable to infections and illness. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of slumber each night. 5. Manage stress. Deal with tension constructively. Find relaxation practices that work for you. Talk with your doctor if you find yourself using alcohol or other substances to manage your moods. Kind habits that protect your psychological well-being. 1. Think positive. Look on the bright side. Savor small daily pleasures. Read inspirational texts and keep a smile on your face. Remember that hardship is temporary. 2. Set goals. Add more purpose to your life by working towards realistic and challenging goals. Use specific language and put them in writing. 3. Express gratitude. Cultivate a spirit of thankfulness. Let others know how much you appreciate them and what a difference they make in your life. 4. Give generously. Focusing on others makes your own troubles seem less grim. Share your time, money, and talents. Volunteer online for a worthy cause. Ask an elderly neighbor if they need groceries. 5. Seek support. Surround yourself with family and friends who lift you up. Share your feelings and ask for help when needed. 6. Repeat affirmations. Use positive statements to retrain your brain and let go of doubts that hold you back. Say your affirmations out loud several times a day. Post written copies on your bathroom mirror or other places around your home. 7. Connect with nature. Green spaces have a positive effect on our emotions. Go outside for a walk as long as you're careful about social distancing. Open a window to let in natural light and fresh air. 8. Laugh out loud. Use humor to help you through difficult situations. Watch cat videos and email funny jokes to your friends. Play with your children or fake a chuckle until it turns into a real thing. 9. Meditate daily. Create a quiet space in your home where you can sit down each day. Start out with a few minutes at a time. You can extend your sessions gradually as your power of concentration grows. 10. Live mindfully. Remain intentional aware in between your meditation sessions. Practice healthy postures and deep breathing. Slow down and give your full attention to one task at a time. Your relationship with yourself serves as the foundation for a happy and meaningful life. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion the same way you would behave towards a dear friend. Thank you for listening. And remember, life is short. Let's all live it on purpose each day and live a fulfilled, mindful life. Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.